Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are now in the third part of our shiur on the topic of Chiluk Malachos B'Yom HaKippurim. We saw the Rav Nassan. Rav Nassan learns Chiluk Malachos from Havara, Havara L'Chalik Yatzos. And since Havara was singled out, what's Pshat Havara was singled out? That all malachas are asar on Shabbos. The Torah singles out Havara. Why? To teach you that just like for Havara you're a chayiv individually, so too you're chayiv for all malachas individually, and therefore if you do a number of malachas, behelem echad, with one forgetting, then one is going to be chayiv on each one individually. So the Shaar HaMelech writes, the Torah Evan, that according to Rav Nassan, there's going to be no chiluk malachas in Yom Kippur. Why? Shaar HaMelech says the reason is because we only learn Yom Kippur, we don't learn Yom Kippur from Shabbos, because Shabbos is more chamor. The Torah Evan writes, because since it's written on Shabbos, hechid the gali gali, hechid lo gali lo gali, where the Torah is megala, Torah is megala, Torah is not megala, Torah is not megala. So the Mela is only megala by Shabbos, wasn't megala by Yom Kippur, and there's going to be no chiluk malachas on Yom Kippur. Shaar HaMelech says it's also the chumr of Shabbos. Shabbos is more chumr, you can't learn Yom Kippur from Shabbos. Mashmot of Rashi and Makkos is more like the Turei Evan, as we saw in a previous segment. The Nafkamina apparently would be. Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph on Beis says Shabbos Yom Kippur Shagu Gvasim Malacha Minayin Shechayv El Zeh Be'atzmo El Zeh Be'atzmo. If it's Shabbos Yom Kippur like this year, person B'shogeg does a Malacha, how do we know he's Chayv on each individually? Talmud Lomar Shabbos Yom Kippur Yom HaKippurim. So you're chai for each one. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Lili, Rabbi Kiva Omer, no chai v'al achas. Rabbi Kiva says, no. You're only chai for one. You're not chai for both Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Rishonim ask, Rabbi Kiva holds that Yisro Chol Yisro b'vas achas. So here it's coming b'vas achas. Yom Kippur and Shabbos start at the same time. So why aren't you chai for both? Ramban answers, Rabbi Kiva holds that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are really one Yisro, because they're both called Shabbos. Is about Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbosom. So merely only chayv one. So says the Ran, the Rabbi Kiva holds that Shabbos Yom Kippur have one name. Because they're both called Shabbosom. It's like one Isser. Because Yom Kippur is Shabbos. So too in the Mechilta, Parashas Vayakel, and the puzzle called Osoba Malacha Yumas. V'lo bo b'chaveiro. Anybody does Malacha, he dies. But not if he does Malacha on it and on its friend. Yom Kippur is Erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Erev Shabbos. And he does Malacha Ben HaShemashas. Shomeani Yechayev Tamalor will call it Malacha below, lo, 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 lo. In other words, if Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, and then he does Malacha Ben HaShemashas, so it could be part of Malacha is being done in Yom Kippur, part of Malacha is being done on Shabbos. So he doesn't die. Because it's Bo, Velo, Bo, Bechavero. So it's Mucha from the Mechilta. Like the Ramban and the Ran explain in Rabbi Akiva, the Yom Kippur is Shabbos. Why? Because we need a pasuk to be memayit that if dinam malacha ben hashmashes, he's pater. Otherwise, why do I need a pasuk to be memayit? The pasuk that he's pater. They're two different days. But no, it's really both. They're both Shabbos. And really, you need a pasuk to be memayit. If you do malacha partly on this, partly on that, you're pater. And also, it calls it chavero. Calls Yom Kippur chavero. Bo, we'll love a chavero. What's Pshat Chavero? They're both called Shabbos. And we also have in the Parakal Gadol, Yerushalmi Shabbos. Shabbos Hu L'Hashem, L'chayv Kol Shabbos, Shabbos Am Revi, L'Ksiv Kol Ha'isa B'Malacha, Yumas, Lo, Bo, U'B'Chavero. What is Pshat? So the Pnei Moshe says that if you do a Chatzi Shir on this Shabbos, and the Chatzis share another Shabbos, and I'm at Starif, and that's also the Pshat of the Mechilta. The Yom Kippur is Shabbos. Nevertheless, you're Memayet that's not at Starif to the other Shabbos. So now, according to this, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Yom Kippur is Shabbos and it's one Isser, so also according to Rabbi Nassan, who learns Chilik Melachs Me'avar Lechalik Yotzos, so there should be Chilik Melachs in Yom Kippur. You can't say on Shabbos came in the Gully Gully, Yom Kippur is Shabbos! And since it's Shabbos, there's Chiluk Malachas. Just like on Shabbos, Chiluk Malachas, Yom Kippur, which is called Shabbos, Chiluk Malachas. So that's all according to the Turei Eben's shot, that a Shabbos echad the gali gali echad lo gali lo gali. The Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. But Lefi the Shar HaMelech, who writes, you can't learn Yom Kippur from Shabbos because Shabbos is Chamor. So Shabbos is Taka Chamor. Shabbos remains Chamor. You're right, Yom Kippur is called Shabbos, but the Gilui is by Shabbos itself. And Shabbos is more Chamor than Yom Kippur. So maybe we would say, Ein Chiluk Malachas. And with this, we can explain a Yerushalmi that's very Tamua. Yerushalmi Shvu is Perakim Malach Adalit. Had the Amr Shein of its Malachas B'Yom HaKippurim. Ilu Misha Asa Kulam Behele Me'achod. Chai Vachas Al Kulam. Ilu Misha Asa Kol Achas B'Fnei Atzma. Shemen Chai Vachol Achas V'Achas. What does this Yerushalmi mean? Always the Yerushalmi is very cryptic. So we have the, usually, so we have the Pnei Moshe, that the Yerushalmi is referring to the Mishnah in Krisus, Daf Yudalid. That since a person eats one achila on Yom Kippur and he's chayav four chatos, and Rameir says it was Shabbos and he took it out with his mouth and he's also chayav. And Raphram says zilsomeres ein erev otza b'Yom Kippur, right? Because he says only if it's Shabbos he's chayav alts hotza, but not alts Yom Kippur. So Raphram says, it must be, there's no issue, we don't need an Erev on Yom Kippur, and there's no Hotzah on Yom Kippur. It's only Al Shabbos that you have Hotzah on Erev. And on that, the Yerushalmi is referring to that, Had the Amris, She'ein Avitz Malachas, B'Yom HaKippurim. What does that mean? Ilu Misha Asakulam Mehele Mechad, Chayav Achas Al Kulam. So, if you did all of them behelei mechad, you're chayiv one for all. Meaning, there's no chiluk malachas. The Shar HaMelech writes in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, brings the Yerushalmi, the Tam HaMelech in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, brings the Yerushalmi and he says, V'chein b'furish b'Yerushalmi she'ein chiluk malachas b'Yom HaKippurim. So again, we have this thing of Ein Chiluk Malachas. On Yom Kippur, there are no Chiluk Malachas. Mishasa Kula Mehele Mechad, Chayav Achas Al Kulam. But what does that have to do with Ein Erev Otsa B'Yom Kippur? It's referring to Ein Erev Otsa Yom Kippur. There's no Yeshiva Otsa on Yom Kippur. And since there's no Yeshiva Otsa on Yom Kippur, we know there's no Chiluk Malachas on Yom Kippur. Mazel Azeh. Divrei Yerushalmi einam uvanim, harbe danu b'Yerushalmi hazeh. So, Agon HaGadol HaRav Moshe Chevroni, Rosh Yeshivat Chevron, Zichrono Levracha, is the grandson of the present Rosh Yeshiva. And three of his great-granddaughters live in the neighborhood here, and they're married to friends of mine. But that doesn't give me any special monopoly on the Rav Chevroni's Torah, but it's always delicious. This is in Pesachim, Simen Samach Gimel. So he explains the Yerushalmi beautifully. The Ritva and Yuma and Av Samach Vav Amid Beis Dibur Maschal Amar of Raphram Zilsomeres Erev Votzal LaShabbos Vein Erev Votzal LaYom HaKippurim. The Gemara says that we only on Shabbos do we need an Erev and is there an Isser of Votzal, but not on Yom Kippur. Vim Toimar Habi Yom HaKippurim Ksiv Lo ta'ase kol melacha. On Yom Kippur it says, don't do melacha. So how can you tell me ain't otzal Yom Kippur? So the refractor Ritva, what do you mean ain't otzal Yom Kippur? Avadu is otzal Yom Kippur. It says lo ta'ase kol melacha. And for the Ritva, v'yesh loymar de otzal lav mi melacha nafka afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, Otsa is not a melacha. Just the pasuk says, they stop bringing because it was Shabbos. You can't do Otsa. That's why Otsa is also on Shabbos. It's not a melacha. That's why it's Vaychol Amehavi. Lechayra, Zechasal Muvan. הרי על כל פנים הוצאה מלאכה היא, ועובר עליו שלא תעשו מלאכה בשבת. מה פתאום שזה לא מלאכה? ודאי שזה מלאכה. אז אם כך, למה ביום כיפור אין איסור הוצאה? מה יתווה בכלל תירץ? לא, לא, זה לא מלאכה. זה מלאכה, זו מלאכה? ודאי שזו מלאכה. So פשט in the ritva is that in Perek HaZorek it says, where do you have the Yisr of Atzah? Rabbi Yochanan, Domar Kroa, Ba'itzav Moshe, Ba'ivir Kol B'machane, Moshe Echen Koi B'machane Levi, O'machane Levi, Rishis HaRab, Mavoy, V'kamer Moshe Solo, Tafik of Tez, Rishis Yochad, Ditchul, Rishis HaRabim. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, hey, stop bringing stuff out. We're in the Rishis HaRabim, Machane Levi, and he says, stop doing V'hotzah from Rishis Yochad, Rishis HaRabim. It says, Ba'itzav Moshe, Rabbi Yochad, B'machane, Al Yasod, Malacha, Ba'ichol HaMeob, and they stopped. Aye. How do you know it's Shabbos? Maybe it's not even Shabbos, it's weekday because they finished working. They didn't need to bring it out so they stopped working. And then it says, no. No, you learn Havar Havar from Kippur. Just like there on the day it's Aser, so to here on the day it's Aser. That's the Girsa of Rashi. Rabbeinu Hananel isn't Goreis this whole thing. And he says it's b'chol. Elam edekari le Moshe malacha. Shema mina dotsa malachi. He's not goreis this limud from Yom Kippur, but rather he says that even if it's chol, Moshe Rabbeinu called it a malacha. So shema mina it's a malacha. So what's the nafka mina between the gears of Rashi and the gears of Rabbeinu Chananel? According to the gears of Rabbeinu Chananel, that it was weekday, it's just called a malacha, yasod malacha. So you see that hotzah is properly, formally defined as a malacha. So we can learn that malacha, that hotzah is a malacha, even on the weekday. B'mitzius, hotzah is a malacha. But lefi the gears of Rashi, that it's on Shabbos, we can say that hotzah on the weekday is not called a malacha. Mitzius-wise, hotzah is not a malacha. Because Hotzah is a malacha grua. What's the difference if you take it out from Mishnah Yachid to Sarabim, or from Mishnah Yachid to a Karmelis, or Mishnah Yachid to Mishnah Yachid, like Tosas and Shabbos and Avbeis? It's a malacha grua. That doesn't make sense. You do the same Maisa Kimat, and sometimes it is a malacha, sometimes it's not. From Mishnah Yachid to Sarabim, it's a malacha. From Mishnah Yachid to Mishnah Yachid, it's not. From Mishnah Yachid to a Karmelis, it's not. So it's not really a malacha. The Rashba says, what's a malacha grua? You can carry Avonim heavy all day, and Mishnah Yachid, it's mutter. And if you take a feather out from Mashiach to Sarabim, it's Aser. And so it says in Nira Zerua, all malachas are not the Avodah Kasha, the Yitzira. You're creating something. Zriya, Yitzira, Boina, Koisev. Creative malachot. Mashen Ken Otzah, there's nothing creative here. You're not creating anything. And therefore, according to the Gears of Rashi, we can say that Otzah is not called a malacha on the weekday. Only on Shabbos it's called a malacha. On Shabbos, the Torah asked it as malacha. In other words, you look at Otzei, say, is this a malacha? No. No. Can't define it as a malacha. It's grua. It doesn't make sense. It's you can be doing the same exact thing, kimat, and sometimes it is a malacha, sometimes it's not a malacha. But on Shabbos, it's still asked it as malacha. That's where Menachem Zemba says, pshat. But that's the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanano. That according to Rashi, it's not strictly speaking a malacha. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, no, even then, that's why it's only called a malacha on the day. It's only called a malacha on the day of Shabbos. But if it's not Shabbos during the week, you can't call it a malacha. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, even on the day of Shabbos, but according to Rabbeinu Chananel, even during the week it's called a malacha. Because a malacha, he called it a malacha. But according to Rashi, it's not a malacha. Only on Shabbos it's a malacha. Special din. But if it's Sias, is it a malacha now? It's a malacha grua. And according to Rashi, the Gemara Firtois, it's only Rashi's Girsa. that you learn from Havar Avraham Yom Kippur. It says Vayivir Kol B'Machan. It says Yom Kippur V'Adishah for Torah. Just like there B'Yom Aser. That Havar Shofar B'Yom and Yom Kippur you're not allowed to do. So too B'Yom Aser. So too Vayivir Kol B'Machan is only called that on Shabbos. So only on Shabbos it's Aser Al Malacha. But strictly speaking, it's not a Malacha. And according to this, we can explain the Ritva very nicely. Rafim holds that ain't Otsah B'Yom Kippur. And the Ritva explains that Otsah, even on Shabbos, is not learned from Malacha. Not a Malacha. Vayikalei HaMe'avi. In other words, like the Girs of Rashi, that b'mitzius hotzah is not a malacha. And on the weekday, hotzah is not called a malacha. Only on Shabbos is a malacha. On Shabbos we have a special chumrah, we're going to call this a malacha. But it's not really a malacha. During the week you wouldn't call it a malacha. Just on Shabbos we're going to ask it out as a malacha. But it's not really a malacha. And therefore on Yom Kippur, even though it says losasim malacha, you're beseder gamur if you do hotzah. Why? Because during the week, when something is a malacha, then on Yom Kippur it's going to be aser al malacha. On Yom Kippur it's going to we're going to aser what's formally, strictly speaking, called a malacha. But hotzah is not. Hotzah is only called a malacha on Shabbos. It's a special din in Shabbos. Metzias is not a malacha. Only on Shabbos it is. But Yom Kippur is not Shabbos, and therefore ain't hotzah b'yomtiv b'yom Kippur. So that's shot in the Ritva. The Ritva says that Amarav from Zosam Eretz Erevotzel Shabbos Venerotzel Yom Kippur. Frek the Ritva and Yom Kippur says Las Hasem Malacha. And for the Ritva, Hotzah is not learned from Malacha on Shabbos. Hotzah is not a Malacha on Shabbos. It says by Kol Ayim Mehavi. We said, but Sof it's a Malacha. No, Sof it's not a Malacha. Hotzah is not a Malacha. Only on Shabbos it is, but not on Yom Kippur. So there's no Aser Hotzah on Yom Kippur. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Yom Kippur is Shabbos, it's one Iser. So even the Girsus Rashi, there's going to be Hotzah Yom Kippur. You're right, Hotzah is only Malach on Shabbos, but Yom Kippur is Shabbos. So now, we can understand the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Hadamris. In other words, since there's no Iser Hotzah on Yom Kippur, in other words, since Yerushalmi is going to be going with Rashi, there's no Hotzah on Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is not Shabbos. There's no Chiluk Malachis on Yom Kippur. Ilu Misha Asa Kulam Behelei Mechad Chayav Achas Al Kulam. In other words, Had Amra Kshein Melavas Melachas B'Yom Kippur. In other words, there's no Isser Hotzah on Yom Kippur, because again we're referring to the Gemara in Krisus in the Mishnah that says Yesh Ochel Achil Achas and you're Chayv for Chatos. And Rameir says, but if it's Shabbos, you're also Chayv on Otzah B'Fiv. And Rafman says, oh, only Al Shabbos. But also Rameir says, there's no Hotzah Yisro Otzah Yom Kippur. And the Yerushalmi says, Had Amritz Shein Ovis B'Yom HaKippurim. There's no Ovis, meaning there's no Otzah. What's going to be Yisro Otzah Melach on Shabbos, not Yisro Otzah Melach on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is not Shabbos. And since Yom Kippur is not Shabbos, Mimela, what is going to be the oisfir? That ain't Chiluk Malachas B'Yom Kippur. Like the Pnei Moshe says. And like the Tami Melech says. That's what Yerushalmi says. It flows. Since ain't over to melachas b'yom kippur, meaning you're not going to be chayev. Al tzotzah yom kippur, you're also not going to be chayev. There's also not going to be chiluk melachas. Why? Because yom kippur is not called Shabbos. Only on Shabbos we have a gilui of chiluk melachas. Not on yom kippur. It's not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Shabbos is Yom Kippur. Rather, I could be Yossi Aglili in Chulun Kofal of Amid Beis. The Shabbos and Yom Kippur are two different things, and therefore, if you did a malacha on one, you're chayiv for each individually. Shabbos Nayim Kippur, only Rabbi Akiva holds their one. So if we hold that there's no Aser Otsa on Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur isn't Shabbos, and therefore there's going to be no Chiluk Malachas on Yom Kippur, and therefore there's going to be no Chiluk Malachas on Yom Kippur. But if there was Otsa on Yom Kippur, that would mean Yom Kippur is really Shabbos, and if Yom Kippur is Shabbos, then there is Chiluk Malachas on Yom Kippur. How amazing is that? Beautiful. And just to conclude, La Halacha, Mashma Mea Rambam, Sheyesh Chiluk Malachas Bi Yom Kippur. Hilchos Shavis Esser, Perak Av Halacha Beis, Kol Malach Shechavin Al Zona B'Shabbos Skila, Chavin Al Zona B'Esser Karis. Pchol Shechavin Al Av Kor Mechadis B'Shabbos, Chavin Al Kor Mechadis B'Yom Kippur. So if you're Chayiv Zadon B'Shabbos Skila, you're Chayiv Zadon on Yom Kippur B'Karis. If you're Chayiv Korban Chattis on Shabbos, you're Chayiv Kor Mechadis B'Yom Kippur. Kol Shel Dover, Ein Bein Shabbos B'Yom Kippur, Bin Yanam Eilu Elish Zadon Malach B'Shabbos B'Skila, Uvi Yom HaKippur and B'Karis. You want to know the differences between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Skila and Kares, Mashma, L'chol Dabar Acher, Shabbos and Yom Kippur are equal. Ah, so Smash the Rambam holds that Yesh Chiluk Malachas Yom Kippur is just like on Shabbos. Is that Gevaldik, sweetest friends? I think so. Okay. We should all be Zoche Lumo, Dulamit Lishma Vlasas, with the kindness called Divrei Sama Torah Sabihava, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.